Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Last night, my power went out, I went to bed, and then at 2 a.m., the power came back on along with one of my smoke detectors. Oh, what fun, Heather. Hashtag kill me.
Oh, boy. Well, I had a dream that Scarlett Johansson made me a whole batch of lemon bars. Lemon bars? Don't you know I'm a snickerdoodle girl?
Well, she sure should. Dreams don't make a lot of sense, though, do they? The other night I dreamt that both my dog and my cat were missing, and there were similar animals in my apartment, but when you looked closely, they weren't actually my pets. I don't need dreams like that. Thank you.
The only treats my cat will eat are called Liver Laugh Love, because he's a fancy pants motherfucker.
He sure is. Have such a good day. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day. The show that wants you to do this.
Episode 222, Sarah Lane. Palindrome and an anagram.
God, it's y'all, so beautiful. It's so symmetrical.
I'm just like, my mind is exploding right now.
It's just great, you know?
You know, actually, 222 signifies more than just being a palindrome and an anagram, Sarah. It's supposedly, according to like angel cards out there, it signifies good fortune.
Does it?
In like finances and relationships.
222 specifically? I did not know that.
Yes. Huh. And career And it's a reminder to work toward your soul's purpose. It's often associated also, and this is according to the internet, it's associated with the moon and very much about like receiving multiple sources of income.
Oh.
And for singles, it's considered a sign that true love is coming or that a soulmate is near.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
So let's take that to heart.
Yeah.
Y'all.
I could use multiple sources of income and a Valentine.
Yeah, same.
Let's make February the best yet.
Yes. Oh, let's get out of January stat, because I am officially not a fan. But this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life and every day in January for your entertainment.
Heather welcome. And I we're sort of alluding to the fact that January has been a little bit of a struggle bus for both of us for various reasons.
Indeed.
You know, we're busy bees, and some days I feel like I kind of float through everything, and I'm never not busy, but some days I'm like, you know, that was a pretty good day. I had a good day. And then other days I'm just like, why, God, why?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're like, why? Like the Charlie Brown, like gray cloud above me, you know, type of day. But no, I feel you. It's like yesterday I felt like, ooh, I was so productive. I got so much good stuff done and I was feeling good. I was feeling peppy. I even, you know, had a glass of wine with dinner and I took 3 days off. So didn't do so well with the dry January, but I wanted to celebrate my small victories as we need to do. But it can be, I don't know what it is. There is some kind of pressure I'm feeling right now. And it's the first of the year, January. The weather's terrible. You know, it's cold. It's just, we'll talk about it a little more later in the show. But, you know, we don't want to belabor negative and sad things, because there's always beautiful things around the corner, right?
Yeah.
So, how's everybody doing today?
Yeah, that's a good tude, Heather Frank. That's a good tude.
I try.
You know, you mentioned,
I'm an optimist.
You mentioned, you know, kind of crappy weather. You know, it's winter. And I'm in LA now. Yeah, I've been here for, well, just under a month. Gosh, it feels like longer than that, honestly. I feel like I've been here longer than a month. But no, it's just been a whirlwind of a month. A lot of things have happened in a short amount of time. But a friend of mine is having a birthday this weekend. And some of our mutual friends who live in colder climates, East Coast mostly, are coming in for the party. And
cool.
And somebody had said something, you know, kind of like, what's the dress code? You know, like what are we all wearing? Like, are we getting dressed up or what? And I just said, because, you know, I'm local, the party's happening in LA. I was like, you know, I mean, it's been like kind of crazily windy, and it does get into the 40s at night, or it has been.
Oh yeah.
And you know, one of my friends was like, you're kidding, the 40s. And I'm like, you live in Washington, D.C. I mean, it like snows where you live. And he's like, I know, but you're in L.A. It's supposed to be like 60 at night. I'm like, well, not right now. It's, you know, you're going to need a coat if you want to hang out outdoors. But anyway, that'll be fun. Looking forward to that for sure. And also,
nice.
I wasn't really stressing about what to wear. But when something is like for sure formal, I get, you know, I don't know.
It's formal.
I make myself kind of crazy. Well, no, it isn't. I just didn't know.
Okay.
You know, nice. I was waiting for someone to be like, if it's formal, just tell me, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you're going to say black tie, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to find an excuse not to go. But you know, I could put a dress on. I might still do that, but I feel a lot less pressure to like, I don't know, dress up. So,
yeah.
So then it's just sort of like whatever you feel like wearing, which is music to my ears. But
yeah.
I mentioned, Heather, about the power going out last night. Mm-hmm. This was a weird one. You know, power goes out occasionally. You know, that just kind of happens. When I lived up in the Redwoods, it happened all the time because we were just, you know, in the country. But we also had a generator, which actually was broken for at least half of the time that I lived there. But when the generator worked, the power would go out, you know, for like 5 seconds, and then everything would just turn back on when the generator kicked in. So, you know, so it actually didn't really disrupt my life all that much. I was lucky. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has a generator. But at my new place, you know, I'm smack dab in the middle of the city. I'm certainly not in the country at all. But, you know, there's like millions of people all around me. You know, and you really get a sense of that when you're back in the city after kind of just
density.
Yeah, you're just in the city. I mean, we all know how cities are.
It's an anthill.
Yeah. And it's just in good ways and bad ways, you know, you're always kind of on top of the next guy. And that's like fun and exciting. I mean, so to speak, I'm not actually like, you know,
which guy,
I'm not
Sarah?
Jumping on my neighbors or anything. No, yeah, exactly. But it can also just sometimes feel it's a lot. So last night at around, it was like 10:30. So, I mean, that's the time of night where like I'm either already asleep or I'm really winding down. And I had, I was watching something on the couch and I had kind of drifted off already. You know, I was just comfy. Mm-hmm. And, so I opened my eyes and, you know, the lights are all off. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, maybe I rested my eyes a little bit longer than I thought I did. You know, so I go to turn on, you know, one of my overhead lights, which is, it's not like a chandelier, like fancy chandelier, but it's just something that came with the apartment, you know, turn on the light. And but it has a bunch of little bulbs, you know, in this one unit. And I turn it on and it's like, it turns on to like, maybe like 20% of brightness. Now it has a dimmer on the wall outlet. So I was like, I'm turning it on all the way and it like won't get any brighter. And I'm a little, you know, my brain is fuzzy because I was sort of sleeping already. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. I don't know. You know, like this is kind of an older apartment. So I'm like, maybe that's just like a weird thing that happens sometimes. So I go throughout the house and I'm turning all the lights on. And either the lights just don't turn on or they're flickering or they're like 20%. And at this point, I'm like, am I crazy? Am I dreaming? Like, what's happening right now? You know, because it was just like weird. It's weirder than the lights just being off. So I'm like, okay, the power's not out, but it's like I'm only getting like a trickle of it. And my appliances, like my microwave, my Echo Show, the TV, like they just wouldn't turn on at all. There was only like a certain amount of wattage, I guess, voltage.
Interesting.
I don't really know electronic things very well. So so here I am just being like, well, that's crazy. So then I get a push notification from Spectrum, which is my internet provider, saying like, we're aware of a power outage. We're working on it. Technicians expect to like have the whole thing fixed by midnight. So I'm like, okay. This is just a thing, you know? And it was late. I didn't really have anything to do. I mean, my internet was out, but my cell service was working. And I was sort of like, well, it's late. So, you know, maybe I just go to bed, you know? I'm going to turn off all the lights anyway, and hopefully this will all just be fixed in the morning. But then I was kind of wound up because I had been sort of walking through my house trying to turn lights on. And so I take Otis the dog out let's take a spin around the block. You know, we'll just kind of like maybe, you know, see what's out there. I had a flashlight, but the batteries don't work because I haven't used my flashlight in a million years. And so I was like, oh, I'll just go.
You got to get that.
Go to the corner store and get some batteries.
Sure.
Well, the corner store is closed, which it would normally be open till like 2 a.m., but they closed because the power is out. You know, like you can't, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, gosh, I've never even seen the gate closed on this thing. So I'm like, well, there's another one. There's like a 7-Eleven that's like a couple blocks away. It's not that far. But yeah, they'll have batteries. So I walk down there. That's closed. And as you know, for me to get there, I had to pass a few stoplights. Those are all out. The whole neighborhood's dark. Eerily so, you know, with the exception of like some, porch lights were flickering the way that my lights were flickering on the inside, which is almost scarier. It was like a scary video game, you know, because you're like, the flickering. And so, and
it's kind of ominous, you know, like what is coming next?
Like what is happening? You know, like I just want to know, like, what is the source of this issue? You know, and because, you know, in the country, it's like, oh, somebody ran into a telephone pole. Right. You know, and like then they got to get the crew out there and it's just going to take a while. Like I still don't know what happened. I'm sure I could figure it out if I really wanted to. But
so how many hours, like how much time has passed, like since it started?
Oh, I don't know exactly when it started because I was sort of napping on the couch. But I mean, I couldn't have been asleep for more than a few minutes. So let's say power goes out more or less at 10. So at about 10:30, I'm walking to the 7-Eleven. I can see from down the street that the 7-Eleven is also closed. So I'm like, ah, shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I really thought the 7-Eleven would have a generator, but no.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm like going up to the stoplight anyway, you know, to hang a right back to the house. You know, the lights are all out, which is obviously very confusing for anybody that's in a car. Mm-hmm. And I see this mm-hmm. like car accident right in front of me. Where everybody appeared to be fine, but it was like, you know, glass shattering. I mean, it was a pretty dramatic thing. Yeah, because somebody just you know, went when the other person thought that they were going and like T-boned each other. And so, you know, I've got the dog, you know, and Oz is kind of looking at me like, what's happening? And I'm like, let's just get the fuck out of here. Like, let's go home, sit in the dark, go to bed, all good. All right, so I go to bed. Then at I think it was like 2 a.m., I don't really know. The lights all come back on, and of course, some of them are like on full because I had tried to turn all of them on and off and just left some of them on, you know? Yeah. So like half my lights come on full, but then one of my smoke detectors also starts going off. And, you know, smoke detectors are good. We all need smoke detectors. But something about this whole thing had triggered my smoke detector. Like there was no smoke, but it was just like...
So it was going off with the alarm or was beeping like... As if like the battery was out.
It was going off as if it like beep beep.
There was
beep.
A fire.
Yeah, like but then so I and the smoke detector is on a ceiling, of course, in my living room. So I've got this like a bar stool that's high enough so if I'm standing on the bar stool I can reach it. But it's like, you know, kind of rickety situation. You know, it's not really a thing you want to be standing on, but I had no choice. I didn't have a ladder.
Yeah.
So I take the battery out and I'm like, oh, fine, thank God. But then it's like still doing that beep, like every 30 seconds.
Oh yeah. Beep. It drives me. It'll make you crazy.
And I'm like, but I took the battery out. Like, how is it still alive? You know, it's like, is there a secret battery somewhere? Like this has actually happened to me several times.
Yeah, it's happened to
before,
me too. Actually.
Where you're like,
you're really befuddled.
Yeah.
Like, why is it still?
We're like, I don't want to rip it out of the, you know, like to tear the thing apart, but like the beeping needs to stop, you know, or I can't sleep. So I kind of am just sort of sitting there, like pulling my hair out, going like, why is this happening? Like, why? What did I do to deserve this? And it just stops on its own. It hasn't made a sound since. Mm. So that was somewhere in the middle of the night. But again, here I am. You know, all the lights are on. You know, smoke detector's gone crazy. Take the battery out. It's still alive. And then it just sort of, everything got quiet again eventually. I went back to sleep, but, you know, heart's pounding. It took me a while to get back to sleep. I'm not totally sure I ever really did. So if I sound a little cray cray today, y'all know why.
I like it. Sometimes when we don't sleep and we sound a little cray, we're like more lucid and like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm better that way because I'm just sort of like a live wire, you know? But, you know, it really goes to show you, Sarah, you never know what can happen from one moment to the next, and you just got to be prepared. You got to be flexible. You got to be on your toes. Yeah. You know, you got to be able to fly by the seat of your pants because you just don't know. I mean, I'm still not used to living in the country. This is like very volatile territory up here. I mean, I'm right on the cliff of the ocean. Thankfully, high enough where I'm not in a tsunami zone technically. But the storms up here are wild. Like I drove to the post office today. I've been mostly home. Like I haven't been, well, that's not true. I was out yesterday. I had a bunch of meetings, but there's many days in a row where I might just get the mail in town and not go to like the next town that's like 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And that the town near me is 5 minutes, you know, down the country road. So, but like, I mean, there's like, you know, tree, trimmers out there. I mean, it's like, it's almost like emergency vibes. Cause it's like all these tree guys are out there. There's branches everywhere. I mean, there was a pretty big branch that was over my driveway. And I'm like, this again, like it's, I don't know if there's something very wild about living in a place like this that I don't know if I like it. And I think it depends maybe on the week and the mood and the vibe, because, you know, sometimes it can be exciting, like a big storm. You know, my dad used to love these storms that would come in, like the one that has been here for this last week. And then sometimes it'll be like, you know, it hailed. It like hailed here and it, but it comes out of nowhere. It's like quiet, you know, it's not even raining. And then all of a sudden it's just like, you hear it hitting the roof and it's like, ah, like, oh my God. And, you know, right now the sun actually came out, but it's one of those things where it's like all these fluffy gray clouds with like the sun over, you know, it's like very dramatic and like, it's just like manic in a way, you know, because it's just like storm rolls in and then like the sun comes out, but then the storm comes back and then it hails and it's just like, ah. So I feel like I feel a lot like the weather right now. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I'm alive. I'm kind of on the struggle bus, as you mentioned at the top of the show, trying to appreciate the small victories, but there's just, it's like, there's some times where I'm like, there is so much going on all the time, just with everything. Like I wake up to like fire drills in a lot of ways where it's like, I got to make this phone call. I got to get this email out. Like this is important. This has got to go now. And it's like, there's days where I have so much of that back to back that like, I don't know, I start feeling very much like I'm on the edge of my seat all the time and it's stressful. And it's like, I, like yesterday, like I said, I had this incredible, like productive day. I mean, I am getting to the bottom of some big stuff right now. I'm like really, I'm feeling like really proud of myself. And like my sister called me a maverick the other day and I took that as a compliment just because of all this big stuff we've been trying to do to like move the needle, you know? And then I'm like proud of myself, but then I feel like there's never really a break. And so I get bummed out when I'm like, I've been climbing this mountain and then I feel like I buttoned everything up only to wake up to more shit. But this is life, right? I mean, I feel like kind of a major myth of Sisyphus vibe going on here for me. And I've brought this up many times because I think this is a great metaphor for life. And it's Albert Camus wrote the book in 1942, kind of old, but really applies to life now. And it's just that whole, the metaphor of this man who lives his life to the fullest. You know, he wants to live, he doesn't want to die, but he's condemned to this meaningless task or what seems to be a meaningless task where he's rolling this rock up the road. And finally, when he gets to the top, it falls down again and he has to start over. And so it's this like he's like this sort of absurd hero. And, you know, I feel like that sometimes where I'm like, I'll do so much. And then I feel like I have to start over again. And I know that I have to lean further into the small victories because doing something big requires a lot of baby steps and a lot of KP. My dad used to say, you got to do your KP. I don't even know what that means. I've actually tried to find out what that means.
KP? Like
some army term. Oh. Yeah, like doing your due diligence. Like, you know.
KP always means Kaiser Permanente to me. But yeah, whatever.
I will admit, we did talk last week about the January Haters Club. And I'm not a hater. I don't think there's anything in life that I hate. I mean, I could be passionate about not really not liking something, but I don't think I hate
mosquitoes.
Things often. Me too. Yes. Yeah, very good example. I do hate mosquitoes.
I try not to like let the hate flow through me whenever possible, but I do hate them.
They're little molesters. They're little rapists, let's be honest. But I would say the January thing, I'm really kind of hating on January right now. Here's what I want to ask you. Okay. I'm just saying, I am part of the not liking January club right now. It's my least favorite month of the year, I would say. Like, you know how we talk about, what's your favorite day of the week? Oh, you know, I don't like Tuesdays or Mondays. Thursday, oh, I love Sunday. Oh, it's so great. Same with like the months of the year. Like I never really considered how much January is kind of the pits. I do know a lot of people that have birthdays this month. So this isn't any like poo-pooing you guys at all whatsoever being born in this month. But I want to know from you, it feels often like it's a kind of a dreary, gray, wet, rainy, cold kind of month. But I want to know, what is redeeming about January? I'd like to know. So email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And I also want to note that, speaking of notes, I do hope that I don't rag too much on being where I am in the country, because as y'all know, I am a city girl at heart. I have country tendencies. I'm kind of a tree hugger. I like to garden. I like beautiful nature. And I love animals. However, it's getting to me because it feels kind of one note. And I need more notes, y'all. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't need an orchestra. Don't need an orchestra, but maybe a trio. I need a place where I can wear more varieties of shoes other than Uggs and galoshes. I'm tired of being muddy. And there endeth my rant. Gloriously yours, Heather.
Oh,
let me know your thoughts.
That was a sweet rant, even though it was a rant. I get you. I get you. I really do. I empathize because even though I've never even been to your current place, you know, living in the country is something that, you know, when I was a kid, I lived in the country, but that's different. You know, I mean, I lived with my parents. Like, I don't remember it being, I mean, it just was sort of like how life was. But as an adult living alone in the country and just all the things that came with it, which, as many of you who have been listening to the show for some time knows, you know, a lot of my headaches had to do with property management. So I'm not doing that anymore. So, you know, and boy, do I not miss it. But I know, I get it. In one sense, you're sort of like, well, I have to wear galoshes because it's muddy all the time. So like it cuts down on some of my choice making. So you can kind of think of it like, oh, it's just sort of simplifying some decisions. But yeah, after a while, you're like, but I want choice.
I just like, I have more, I think I have so many aspects of my personality and who I am as a person in terms of like my lifestyle. And it just hits one part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not denying the, you know, the incredible beauty, but I don't think that I like living off the grid. I think people will clamor to, I have people that are trying to find property up here. You know, it is an extremely special piece of land. But I've never been, I don't know, like living off the grid for me, it's like that feeling you had when you went for a walk last night when the lights were flickering. It's like this weird feeling of like this out of controlness, you know, something's happening to the grid. Like, am I going to have heat and water? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how I feel a lot here in the winter, because we have to have all this, these machines that have to function.
Yeah, and backup solutions.
Tested and backup. Yeah. And it's like, and I'm a long ways to like a major metropolitan area. And I have to, like, my boyfriend told me, he's like, you have to accept it. You know, you have to accept the fact that this is the chapter and this is the way it is. And it's, you know, it's a different lifestyle, but you know, there's good and bad. At least we don't have traffic, but like, yeah, it's just a constant, like sort of philosophical quandary for me. Like, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the solution is other than getting a little, you know, my little bungalow somewhere else so that I can sort of escape in the winter. You know, if I wasn't here for the winter, I think it would do a lot of good for me psychologically, because that's really the time where I start feeling really pent up and stuck.
Get yourself a little condo in Palm Springs, Heather. Call it a day. That's right. I say that in a weird way.
I'm working on it.
Like, that actually sounds pretty fun. You know, Palm Springs is...
Well, I would consider... Yeah, Palm Springs is adorable, but I have to make sure I'm going... I want the polar opposite, though. I don't want to go somewhere too quiet, you know, because Palm Springs is pretty quiet. You know, I think I need to go somewhere, even if I'm in an enclave in LA, like, you know, like in Topanga Canyon or somewhere, you know,
I think Topanga Canyon is probably the last part of LA that you should be in when you're not, you know, in your country home up there. But
it's a hop, skip and a jump to like city events. I could still get an Uber or whatever, no, exactly. I mean, it's a whole thing. I need to do my vision board.
Do a vision board, see where you land. Speaking of cities, and by the way, if anyone's like, Topanga, like, what are they talking about? It's if you look at LA on a map, Topanga Canyon is not that far from things, but it's basically
it's
like
north of Malibu.
Yeah, but you're way up in the, it's very country, you know, you're up in the, you know, the hills. It's quite beautiful, but it's it's sort of the part of LA where you're like, God, I could be anywhere right now. You know, it feels,
you're kind of stuck too in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like you are kind of in the country, but at least you're like in LA, you're still in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Like so you can, you can go to Hollywood for dinner if you want to.
Sure.
So speaking of cities, I met a friend of a friend who I just had never met before, or hanging out with him, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, like, he didn't know anything about me. So he's like, what do you do for work? And, you know, we're just kind of exchanging pleasantries. And, you know, I was like, oh, podcast producer. And that is, sometimes someone goes like, oh, cool, I love podcasts. And then we talk about something else. And then, you know, other times it's sort of like, oh, they're really interested. Like, tell me more about that. Like, how did you get into that? You know, I say, well, started in TV and then, you know, television kind of just moved to the internet. So that's sort of, I mean, anybody who works in video works in TV at this point, you know, it's all lines are blurred, but it used to be different, you know, and he was interested, you know, so it was sort of like, so like, cool. So when exactly did you like leave like your job at the cable news station, you know, and at that point, you know, if someone is interested enough, I feel compelled to be like, well, for a variety of reasons, like I was, you know, feeling burned out, you know, I took a year off of work and I left the country to backpack with my partner at the time, you know, for a year. And and then the people go, really? Like, where'd you go? And I'm like, everywhere. Yeah, but where specifically? I'm like, okay, let me list the 13 countries I went to. And then they're like, really?
You went to like all the continents, basically.
Well, I didn't go to Antarctica. Actually, I didn't go to Antarctica, Australia, or Africa.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
You know.
I thought you went to Africa.
No, I've never been to Africa, which is crazy because I've done a lot of traveling, but no, I have not been to the African continent. But, but you know, covered a lot of ground. And you know, he said, it's the question you always get asked. Well, what was your favorite place? And I always say, you can't compare like, you know, Argentina to India. You know, even though I went straight from India to Argentina. Well, no, I went from India to Brazil. Anyway, this is a long time ago now.
Close enough.
Right. But, you know, I always say, oh, you can't pick one. He goes, well, like, come on, like, but pick one. And I always say like, well, you know, there are certain parts of Southeast Asia that I just, you know, I had thought were just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. However, I was also backpacking. And that's a very specific kind of journey. You know, you got to be real chill about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was making every dollar count. And even though the dollar goes pretty far, depending on where you are in the world, you know, these were not fancy accommodations. I mean, at all. Like you might have like a hotel room that's like, hotel room is a nice way to put it. But it's only a couple bucks a night.
Like sort of hostel like.
Well, yeah. I don't remember. I mean, besides certain nights where you were just like take an overnight bus, so you just like sleep on the bus type thing or train.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever. We would always get a private room, you know, or tent or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is, it's pretty bare bones stuff. But again, you're backpacking, so it's like all part of the fun. That's a trip. I don't know if I could do that trip today. But that's what we did. And a lot of people do it. So, you know, it's the infrastructure is there. And you know, it's still going to cost a lot of money, but you can be, you know, on the road, with your life on your back for a year if you really want to. But, anyway, so I was like, yeah, I don't know. But it got me thinking, cause we were just sort of at that point, we sort of meandered into like, you know, cities that we like in general, like what's your favorite place? You know? And I would say, well, I mean, Paris is hard to beat, you know, but I like lots of places, but I mean, that's like a hard city to beat. You know, I mean, no one's ever like, I hate Paris. Well, actually some people don't love it that much, but most people, if they've
they'd
been
rather
there,
go
like,
to Barcelona or
or just, yeah, you know, French
warmer,
culture isn't for everybody and
vibes.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking like, you know, it's almost easier And I don't want to be like, I'm the most well-traveled person in the world. There's plenty of places I haven't been. I haven't even been to Africa. But but I am more traveled than the average person, I would say.
Yes, and, you are.
Yeah. And, you know, so you end up going to places, and some of those places you're like, this is the best. And some places you're like, I don't really like this city very much, you know, or this town or this route or whatever. But I always... I consider myself lucky to be able to know that, you know? Like, I remember when I went to Russia, St. Petersburg, gorgeous, loved it. Moscow?
Not so much.
They're just very different cities. And it just, even though there was a lot of beauty and it was very interesting and huge, I just, like, it was a city where I was like, I'm really glad I came. And I don't think... I would come back anytime soon. I just like other cities more, you know, for a variety of reasons. Like I said, this is a long time ago, might feel differently now. But but yeah, and he had said, you know, he had spent, I guess, some time in Delhi in India for work. It sounded like, you know, an extended period of time. And he was like, yeah, you know, just didn't love it there. And I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time in India. I was only in Delhi for, you know, a small amount of that, you know, the 3 months or so that I was in the country, you know, huge country, very different depending on where you are in the country. And I was like, yeah, I don't even remember. I remember things that I did there, but I don't remember the feeling of it. You know, I mean, India is sort of its own beast. It's just, it's really an adventure in its own. You know, you kind of can't compare it to anything else. But yeah, it was just an interesting conversation. Like, and we weren't like, oh, you know, Russia sucks. You know, India's the worst. Like, it wasn't about that. It was just like, these are cities that we just didn't love as much as, a Barcelona or a, you know, Rio de Janeiro or whatever. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, they're definitely not like the most popular... spots. Yeah. No, it's really cool. I love that you're bringing this back up because I've always admired that you went on that trip. I mean, we were tight back then. I mean, I remember I don't even remember how we communicated, but you were somewhere far. You were in India. You were somewhere. You were in
it was like it was email because this is pre-smartphone days. I mean, I was gone from 2006 to 2007. So like no iPhone yet. And there was a laptop that we had, but like there wasn't Wi-Fi. It would be a very different trip today just for that reason.
For sure.
But basically I would go to an internet cafe, you know, whenever I could. And sometimes like the internet just like wouldn't even work there. It just, you know, it just, infrastructure varies very much depending on where you are in the world. That is how that would go. But yeah, I'd basically log in to Gmail, you know, answer the emails that I had time for, and then just be like, all right, I guess I'll be back online in a week or so.
I don't know if Gmail was around back then, was it?
No, it was. It was.
Mm-hmm. It was? Okay.
Yeah, Gmail launched before that.
I wonder if there was a little instant messaging or something. Anyway, I don't know. But
yeah.
But it's weird how like you spend all this energy and time and, you know, going to these places and like you're saying you can't really remember the feeling you had. It's like, it's interesting what your memory like saves or what you actually remember from something so long ago. It's almost like I never even went, you know? It's like, why did I even bother? I don't remember it or, you know, but
yeah.
But I totally love, I actually really like making lists and talking to people about my favorite places. I mean, I haven't been to a lot of those places. I would say that Japan is one of my favorite places, some of my favorite cities there. I'd like to go back. I mean, I went, you know, over 10 years ago, but which isn't that long ago, but speaking of Japan, actually, I had just sort of like a sweet, simple little thing that happened this week that just really was like the highlight of my week. And it came from Japan. I have a very like soft spot for Japan because my dad was born there. As a young child, we used to go to sit at tatami rooms, like in Japanese restaurants. I learned how to use chopsticks at an early age because we ate a lot of Japanese food because of our heritage. And There's a lot of family history there. So I have always felt drawn to Japan and the culture. And I love the art and the knickknacks and the little like sweet little mythical creatures and things. And I have them all over my office. And so there's this calendar that I get almost every year. I've had it for like over 10 years. I've had it almost every year for 10 years up to 15. And it's this little desk calendar. And it's the size of, you know, it's maybe like 5 or 6 inches by 5 or 6 inches. It's like one of those ones where you pull out the month and it's a paper and then you put it in the back. And then, you know, when the new month turns over, it's a really simple calendar. But it's a very authentic Japanese calendar that I used to get at one of my favorite Japanese shops in Los Angeles, actually. It's still there. It moved. It's in Culver City now, but it used to be in Venice. And it was just this like wonderful little like slice of Japan, like on my desk that I just loved. And you turn over the money, it's like, ooh, yay, it's February. Let's see what this little picture looks like. And it's like a sweet little, like, it's almost like a wooden stamp print thingy. Like, it's just an interesting, it's very, very Japanese in terms of like the kind of shapes and the imagery. And so long story short, a really good friend of mine, Abby, who you know, Sarah, used to always get it for me for my birthday. And there were years that sometimes I would get it, like after I got it for many years, she started getting it for me. She knew I loved that store, so she'd go there for me, and because I left LA or whatever. And so I totally spaced it this year. We haven't seen each other in a minute. And so I realized, I'm like, my calendar from this year was like done. It was like, oh, wait, I don't have the new one. So I went to the little shop online and sold out, went to like all these other Japanese shops online that I know about, sold out all over the internet, sold out. And I kind of got like anxious because it's like symbolic for me. I don't know what it is. I'm like, can I get through the year without my little calendar? And so I finally found one on eBay, and I don't really shop on eBay that often, honestly. And I paid like way more than it's not way more, but it was like I paid probably $15-$20 more than I would if I would have just bought it at the store before it sold out, you know. So I paid a premium to get it, but it came from Japan, and the guy was like, it was just such a sweet little correspondence. And when I received it in the mail, I mean, the whole process was just like seamless. And I get it in the mail, and it's so Japanese. And he made a little origami crane and put it on the little packaging. And it was just, I don't know, it just like really warmed my heart that I got this like tiny little nothing of something that from another country, it just like flew over and landed in my P.O. box. And it just brings me a lot of joy. But that is my little sweet story for the week. But I wanted to just bring up one more thing before we wrap up today's episode. Sarah, I want to know how you feel, because I know you're very passionate about modes of communication. I know.
Am I?
You're not a big well, yeah, you're not a huge fan of, well, like voicemails and phone calls out of the blue.
Oh, yeah, voicemails. Like, I mean, know, like unless I'm like in love with you, they will just go unlistened to.
So I want to know how you feel about voice messages, like voice notes, voice texts, the short audio recordings that people send to each other via text. Do you get those from people? Do you send them? Do you have an opinion about them?
Yes, I do have an opinion about them. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned this. I don't get a lot of audio messages, but I do have a friend who loves to send them. She's just sort of like, she's always mm-hmm. like, I'm on the go. It's just easier. I can just talk. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about it is that sometimes she'll send a message, and like if it's a group text, then like I or someone else that's in the group text will feel compelled to then respond as an audio message. I don't know. It's just like she's setting the tone. And so we're like, oh, let's use this tool. Which sometimes I do, and sometimes I reply in text, you know, like mm-hmm, I listen mm-hmm. to the audio message or I just read the transcript, because sometimes the audio message is like 2 to 3 minutes long and I'm like, let me just like, let just look at the transcript. It's not that I don't want to hear your voice, but like if I just sort of scan the, you know, the contents, you know, like, is this, you know, is there a fire to put out, or are you just saying hi, or, you know, whatever it is. That's fine. And I feel like that's not cheating or anything. It's like, you know, I get the message either way. I'm just reading it rather than listening. And I've never had anybody be like, well, why don't you send me an audio message if I respond using text? So I think, I think they're fine. Again, there's really just the one friend who sends those to me. I mean, with, I guess, a few exceptions over the years, but yeah, I'm cool with it. Voicemails,
but
also,
you don't send them.
I mean, I don't leave people voicemails. No. I mean, unless like,
no, no, no.
I
you
really
don't leave people voice messages. It's mostly just this one friend, but you don't personally leave voice messages.
I will respond sometimes as an audio message if I'm like in a place where I feel like I can. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes if like, if I'm in public, I'm like, well, I don't want to talk right now. You know, I just want to like silently text. Sure. But yeah, no, I'd never like kick it off. I'm not an audio message out of the blue sender. I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
But I'm cool. I'm cool with it.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's like a kind of a more of an, it's an intimate, sincere thing to do. To, it helps keep you close to some people that maybe you live far away from each other. I'm actually surprised that I don't do it more. I think sometimes I forget to even how to do it, which is so weird because I feel like I'm all thumbs. You know, I'm like, wait, how do I do this again? Because I just don't do it very often. I have a couple friends who do it. And then sometimes I'll just respond either text or I'll send a voice message back. But then I forget about it. I forget to do it. I like the idea of that, you know, I think it gets more and more like anxiety inducing, like just cold calling somebody, catching someone at a bad time. But then with the audio message, you can just be like, here, do this on your own time. We're all busy. I like that idea. And I'm, like I said, I'm surprised I don't do it. I was doing Marco Polo for a while until it kind of changed. I don't know, like something happened with the app. And, or maybe it was just me. I don't really remember what happened, but I stopped using it. But I was doing those a lot. And that's a similar idea, even though it's also video, but you press record and then you talk. And I got a lot of joy out of that, getting messages back and forth, because it did make me feel closer to people. You know, people that I didn't see IRL as often anymore. But there's a lot of like people talking online recently. I mean, it's a very popular method with the youngins, the young people. But, you know, whether it has more benefits to the sender than the receiver kind of thing. Is it kind of, kind of a pain in the butt to like press, you know, to press listen, and it's like a 2 to 3 minute thing, and you know, it's a whole thing, but yeah, it's funny. I want to try to do more of them because I do think it is a good mode of communication, and I do get a little exhausted by the text message. That's why I brought it up today, is I feel like I'm constantly trying to get back to people on text. It's just like this constant thing throughout the day. And then even last night, like some trickled in, you know, like 8 o'clock at night, it's fine. But I'm just like, you get this exhaustion from it. You're just like, I just can't type anymore. I don't have anything left. You know, I want to know how you all feel about voice messages. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, do it now. You can send us a voice message. I don't know, attach something to email. Well, actually, don't attach.
Oh yeah,
but,
you're right. No, I think you could.
You could. Yeah, I don't know.
On
you
Patreon, get creative. You could.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we'll promise to listen. Yeah, I don't.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't begrudge anyone for having, different, you know, methods.
Their own style.
Of, Yeah, exactly. Getting things done, socialization, everybody's got a different style. Like, you know, I'm like not a huge mobile phone user. I mean, it's always around. In fact, I don't know where it is right now. It's usually sitting right next to me at all times. Well, it's not that I'm not. If that was my option, then that would be what I used all the time. But I work from home, so I'm not far away from one of my two computers at any given time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting in my office now. I mean, I've barely left this room all day because I sit at the computer. So it's like, well, why would I need my phone? Yep. You know, even if somebody sends me a text, I'm going to get it on my Mac, you know, that I'm already looking at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, you know, other people do that much less than I do. So, you know, it's just not a one size fits all life we're living, Heather.
It's
we've got options.
It certainly isn't.
We've got options. Also have the option to become a patron of our show. If you enjoy our show, I mean, maybe you don't enjoy the show, but if you're listening, you've got to love us on some level, okay? You know, you don't even, that's cool. We're not judging. But if you're not already a patron and you would like to be able to directly support the show, which we would very much also like you to do, go to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday to find out more about directly supporting us. Get an ad-free show, some perks. If you can part with $5 or more per month, you can get into our Discord if you so desire. Chat with like-minded folks. I mean, I don't even know that we're all so like-minded. We're just all fun and interesting, and we don't bite, and we'd love to have more of you if you're interested in that. But yeah, did I forget anything, Heather? I think we just...
Could you imagine if they bit?
Yeah. Well, it would be hard to bite me through the internet. But yeah, there's probably something you can do in Discord. At least people aren't Facebook poking each other anymore. Remember that garbage nonsense?
Oh, God, thank God.
Hated it. The people who poked you were always the people where you're like, I'm ignoring you for a reason. And it's because you're a person
who pokes.
Yeah,
like they were the ones that... Yeah, exactly. But maybe they didn't get the memo, you know, like early on in the poke days. Oh boy, that is a relic, isn't it?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, there are lots of things that used to be things that just aren't things anymore. That's one of them.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
Like Instagram, right, Heather? In its authentic glory days. It's more of a rag now, but that's okay.
Well,
things have to change.
I spend a lot more time on Otis's account than I do on my own. Well, I should say Otis spends a lot of time on his account because it's his account. It's not me. It's him. Because I have a dog with an Instagram
account. Good cover,
Sarah. Obviously. Yeah. I don't want to seem weird or anything. Why would I be on my dog's account? It's not even mine. But we life goes on. Life goes on. And we will forge ahead until episode 223. Yeah, because this is 222 today.
Yeah.
We'll be back here. I was about to say same time next week. We don't know if it'll be the same time.
It depends.
We like to keep y'all on your toes.
Week.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah,
we do.
We try to fit some fun in. We make it work every week as best we can, and we're so glad to have you along for the ride.
We are indeed, and spread the good word and stay weird, and peace and love, and we will see you next week.
Until next time,
have such a good day.
We will. Bye bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.